Welcome to AMC Press & Go, another edition of AMC Press & Go. That's right, where we honestly tell the news and satire everything else. And tonight's episode 593, The Big Cheese in the Hunt for Social Media. Yes, we have Blackwood. Blackwood's on leave with a correspondence of things. And then also we have Pinkwood and Johnny in. Our episode is sponsored by Capicola in the corner. Trust me, we love deli meats around here.
Oh yeah.
So what is it about Disney that we all love? Is it the rodent who leads the attraction, the other rodent who married him, the primeval, characters who inhabit that land, or is it the fact that the mouse wants to now own a bit of online real estate? That's right, we said it. The mouse wants to own a bit of the Twitter. Now, if
he wants
to own
a bit of the Twitter sphere.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think it's a bit out of their league. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, it really doesn't make much sense.
It doesn't make much sense because of the fact that, well, you have two things. One, you have everybody and their mother vying for the real estate. On the other hand,
right,
you have anything that everybody who wants to get a choice of the other person.
Right.
So that is kind of
a bit of a
what?
Bit of a shock.
It's not a shock. It's not a shock though. It's not a shock for like several reasons. One, we all know here they're not gonna probably get it. Number two, they're not gonna get it and still remain in the game. If you know what I mean, because Disney has a habit of snapping up every kind of thing, anything that's collectible, that of the lovely rodents, anything that's collectible and tangible. You can't imagine like Ursula messaging Jafar on Twitter, "I've got to shut up, woman," you know. That kind of thing. But, I mean, what do you think about it, Johnny?
I think it's, like, crazy. I like everything. But, again, I'm not surprised because everybody wants a piece of Twitter.
Yeah. But, I mean, on the practical side, everybody wants a piece of Twitter. On the side of whether they want to own the glorified thing of 120 characters, is quite another thing. Weighing in on it is difficult because I don't use Twitter that much. But
Like, how can you get these characters out in 140 characters or less?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I do know that you cannot be serious when it comes to actively making something work with a company like Disney, where yes, they'll protect they'll protect anything that is theirs, obviously. But when it came straight, when it comes straight to online media presence, they're not about that. They're never gonna be about that.
Right. They're
and
right.
And so it is kind of one of those things where it's maybe, maybe not.
Right, it's a catch 22.
It's yeah, it's definitely a catch 22. In every way. It's a catch 22 in every way.
Right.
In every single way. Mainly because of the fact that they're not gonna, it's just not gonna work. I mean, how many, you have Google,
right.
You have this, you have that. You have Google, you have.
Right.
But Disney? See, that's what I keep going. But Disney? You know?
Right. Not the thing that you most say, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to Disney and or go to Disney, but not have Disney own Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, Google, fine. AOL, fine. Time Warner, fine. Anybody else but Disney.
AOL,
you know,
who's that?
What?
Like, AOL, who's that?
Fine in its own.
Well, AOL, who's that? But
right, it's Disney. But also, we have to think Disney is good for theme parks, not good for...
It's good for entertainment.
Owning a... Entertainment purposes.
Yeah, it's good for entertainment purposes. You're not going to go... You're not going to go...
Right.
And say... and now Viacom or Comcast is a thing of Disney. While they are a thing of Disney, any one of those could snap up Twitter in 2.2 seconds.
I can see Comcast just snapping it right up.
Yeah, I mean, Comcast...
And they own everything at this point, it seems.
Yeah, but, like, it's more in their racket than anything else. You know,
right.
It just is not.
Then Then again, if Comcast
exactly
got it, it wouldn't work half the time.
Basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, could only put into perspective what it goes on, too.
Right. And the thing is...
Yes, potentially, but not 100% yes.
Right. Exactly. You know, it is...
So, is there what you want?
Yeah. I mean, it's there for the picking, though. That's the thing. I mean, you just, like, for instance, these were all young guys when they invented Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
They're not just going to take it on the chin and accept, you know, Disney's response.
Right, not.
They're not going to do it
right, lightly.
At all, I'm afraid to say, but, you know, could you imagine Foghorn Leghorn representing Disney?
Oh, boy.
No. I mean,
I'd say that's a bunch of crap.
You're right, sir. It is a bunch of crap. You know.
What's that?
You're right, sir. It is a bunch of crap, but... We are going to do it anyway, because, well, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it because we want to do it. And how am I, and who's with me? Wait, no one's with me? Okay. I think I'm going to go for it alone.
You
know, it's right. That kind of, you know. I'm going to pick the big homage. And I'm going to then go and
Rod. I think we have to move on.
We gotta get this train moving.
That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. So anyway, like that's the thing. So we go from this to disability news. What do we have in disability news? Well, Starbucks. Starbucks and the dancing barista, and the fact that they're doing a great job at representing people with disabilities, but when it comes to actually representing people with disabilities, they want the glory. Do you see what I mean?
They don't want us to have the glory. Ability to. Right.
They don't want us to have the glory. They don't want to have us to have the glory.
Right.
But they don't want us to be getting... So, it is... a varying message how they have all these people on Ellen. And then you have people who are
wanting to work and can't because they are not people might judge them for whatever reason, which is very sad and disheartening. And they say that they don't discriminate, but if you have to tiptoe around a subject, when you go for an interview, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people who have, well, disabilities, and there are so many people who literally, how do we want to say this, get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
More than a ratio of normal people without disabilities. I mean,
right.
It's different. It's much more different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for instance.
And it doesn't change.
No, it doesn't change. They will make you believe that it changes. It doesn't change at all.
But when it doesn't. Right.
This guy got lucky. He got lucky.
Right.
In the fact that, yes, in a positive way, you have stuff, but like Starbucks, but at the same time, you have stuff,
right,
that, you know, but Starbucks chief executive Howard Schultz said, and so more of these stories need to be heard. I agree with him. There was a 6-minute video that showed a day in the life of the rising tide. What?
I agree with that.
Yeah,
But it shouldn't just be one employee. It should be hiring many. Keep things going. Hire people that have disabilities as well, more than just a person.
Right.
So, isn't it a bit insane?
No, it is insane. It is insane. But the fact is that Starbucks series, they are trying to highlight other things that. It's not just just the dancing barista. It's other people as well, which is a great thing. Like, way too many people get taken advantage of, you know, in the system. They say, we'll pledge this many millions for disability. But when it comes to disability and jobs, that's a different story. You're going to say, yeah, what do? You're a car mechanic. You're a washroom attendant. You're this, you're that, you're that. They're not.
Right.
They're not saying, oh, yeah, I'm autistic as a job.
Right.
Really. You know, kind of thing. But at the same time, you kind of get into this pattern where more of these stories need to be told. It's going to be how many are told. Now, just before we get over with the show, I took a trip to Carnegie Deli and Katz's to do a comparison. Carnegie Deli. World's world's second best pastrami institution since 1937 will soon serve its last Woody Allen. Why? Well, one, because your prices are too expensive. Number one. Number two.
Right.
The red awning. We make our own pastries, own meats, pickles, prompt delivery.
Oh.
You're right there?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Prompt deliveries. Let's just say they weren't prompts. at all.
Right.
Marion Harper Levine definitely broke the news to a heartbroken employees Friday morning that Levine, 65, at this stage of my life, the early mornings to late nights have been taking a toll on my sleepless nights and grueling hours, and has come to an operation that the operating business will close. I am very sad to close the Carnegie that way because I've reached a time in my life where I need to take a step back. Well,
okay.
The thing is, the true story of it is that the reason why they're closing is that their recipes were sold. The same things being made in Pennsylvania and Las Vegas. But anything.
Other places.
And other places. Because other people have their recipes.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I know there's one up at the.
Right, the franchise.
There's one up at
the
casino in Bethlehem.
Yeah, that's the one that. That's the one that.
The
yeah. I mean, the thing is that. It's gigantic. I've eaten it. But in terms of the price, they're price gouging people. The prices are insane. You know, and then they're going, well, what are you going to do? Well, here's the thing. If you go to New York City, right, and you want to be a local, you are going to go to either Katz's, Carnegie Deli, or Second Avenue Deli. Why? Because one price gouges you, one produces an honest pastrami sandwich, and the other produces a mouthful of gefilte fish and pastrami and multiple soup. Now, the real reason why they're closing is because it's not because I can't take it anymore. It's because of the fact that your pastrami recipe was sold a long time ago.
And you sold out.
Right. Oh, no. Yes. You're just not going to admit it to the press.
But you can't. Right.
You know, the dining room shrank when Levine lost her lease on the attic space on the building next door a few years ago. She went through a bitter divorce with her ex-husband, and Sandy Levine, who had a long-term affair with a former waitress and allegedly stole the Carnegie's pastrami and cheesecake recipes, and the recipes were allegedly used in the girlfriend's family in the restaurant in Bangkok, Thailand. And this is 2 years ago. But now, 2 years ago, the restaurant was closed by order of a federal government who forked over $2.6 million in back wages to employees who were cheating out of proper pay. And Marion was blamed on her ex-husband who was accused of embezzlement. Now, in April of 2015, the city shut down Carnegie Deli for 9 months over an illegal gas hookup, which Marion also blamed Sandy for. Now, the divorce was settled out of court, but the terms were not revealed. Carnegie Deli opened in February with sidewalk hawkers dressed as pickles. I don't know why anybody would want to be dressed as a pickle. Could you imagine? Hello, I'd like a pastrami sandwich, please.
No, I wouldn't want to see that. I'm sorry.
You know, and
that
have a dancing pickle in front of you and have visions of pickles. Just pickles. And you just have to play.
Visions of dancing of pickles inside your head.
Exactly. Dancing the pickles inside your head is not like the nutcracker. It's more like a pickle cracker. Conducted by George Pickle Guncini.
George Earl of Sandwich.
And, well, the Earl Sandwich is not far behind, but that's a chain. This is different. This isn't a chain. Ha! But, you know, at the same time, the multiple soup has run dry. Well, I am a big, huge fan of multiple soup because I am Jewish. But the thing is that you're going to have to go downtown to get your stuff or have it delivered from Second Avenue Deli. Or you can go, the best other thing is to go to Goldberry. Oh, Goldberry? Goldbean? Something like that. Anyway.
You've got me.
Goldbelly. That's it. Goldbelly. Go to Goldbelly where you can order anything from everywhere, anywhere, and it won't cost you the... Well, it will cost you in shipping, but at least you'll have it frozen. But, you know, they're going to... They're just going to be shutting down the restaurant because, well, the restaurant is... They're making money hand over fist. But... As, you know, the rent is too high, the divorce is final, and she's going to sell the restaurants.
They'll probably franchise it out. Either.
No. She's going to franchise it. She's going to franchise it out. Mm-hmm. That's a definite. But franchising it out does not mean that you cook your last Woody Allen and you say, "Curse of the Jade pastrami sandwich."
But right.
You don't want to say the curse of the Broadway pastrami rose either. That's the thing. I mean, we can even keep talking like this, or we can bring it down to this. Look, if you want to say we in the Broadway community, right, had a time trying to get the other deli, the Broadway deli, to get to reopen or to stay open. They lost their lease. This is not a sob story, ladies and gentlemen. Go, have your last, eat it, get a very high-priced bill, or save yourself some shekels, go down to Cass's, get a bill, get a pastrami sandwich, get everything, and get yourself some multiball soup, and all hail the multiball soup, because it is fantastic.
All hail the multiball soup.
Yes, all hail the multiball, and this is our, as we come down to our last minutes of the program, this is our last warning. Get multiballs, get pastrami, get stuffed.
I guess.
Have a good time.
And have a good time, and have a good night. Because
good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.